lived until I got fairly well along. I remember both of them very well.
Do you happen to know where your grandmother on your mother's side was from?
On the mother's side, she's from Hernando, Mississippi.
Have any idea when she came over here, or did she?
Well, my grandfather married her. He married her right after the Civil War and brought her over here. He had originally lived over there in Memphis, Tennessee, as a matter of fact.
That's where he was born?
He was born in Columbia, Tennessee, I think. And then he moved to Memphis. He got acquainted with his grandmother. She lived in Hernando, which is not too far. It was right across the Mississippi border. And he met her. And he joined the Confederate Army when he was 16 years old. And they got cleaned out during the war, though. They burned down every house they had, and freed all the slaves, and ran off with all the cattle and horses, and broke down the fences and the barns. There wasn't anything left for them. So when the war was over, right before the war, as a matter of fact, he was still a young man. Right before the war started, he'd made a trip over here too, across Canada. He liked this area pretty well. I don't know what you'd call it. That's about 1859. I think he could call him a native, because, not a native, but I mean you could call him a Coast County man. About 1859. He knew my grandmother. And when the war came along, he joined up with Nathan Bedford Forrest. So he was one of Forrest's cavalrymen. He likes it because he, old Forrest didn't pay attention to where the Yankees were. He ran his troops all over that area of Tennessee. And he'd be with them. He'd go see my grandmother. And maybe the Yankees wouldn't be too far away, but he'd go visit her. One night he was visiting her, and the Yankees came down the road. And it was an old plank road. Back in those days and times, they didn't know what a paved road was, but they had plank roads. Talk about something noisy now. The plank road, you put a troop of cavalry on there, it made plenty of racket. So he heard that bunch of horses coming down the road on that plank road, and so he went the biggest bit out of that house and jumped on his horse and tried to get away, and by golly, his horse just ran around in circles. And he was rather upset, and suddenly realized he hadn't untied his horse. So he untied his horse, and
he wasn't hurt.
He wasn't hurt. He got away. However, he got captured by the Yankees about 1864. As a matter of fact, his mother was still living at Memphis. And the Yankees had come along there and burned the house out. And ran his mother out into a nigger house. She was having to live in a nigger house. So I think he walked in one night and he shot the Yankee.
Is that right?
Yeah, sure did. And then he sure did have to light out. And when they captured him, they tried to pin it on him about shooting his Yankee captain. He didn't know anything about it. Fortunately, the war was just about over, so he got out of it.
That was a streak of luck.
It sure was a streak of luck, because if that proved it on him, it would have been too bad.